It's 8:52 with 88.9 KUSP News. I'm A.C. Smith. After 30 years and millions of dollars spent on California condor recovery, their population has soared from a few dozen birds to over 400 today. The largest birds in North America, they have a wingspan of over 9 feet. Condors eat only dead animals, and KUSP's Rex Sanders reports that diet means they eat leftover lead from hunters' bullets.
In 2008, California banned hunting with lead ammo in condor country, but condors continue to be poisoned. Last year, the state passed another law prohibiting lead ammo for hunting statewide starting in 2019. Don Smith is a professor at UC Santa Cruz. He's studied lead poisoning in people, condors, and other animals for over 25 years. He knows that a bullet does a lot more than make a hole in a pig or a deer.
The lead bullets fragment into hundreds or not thousands of small pieces of lead metal that scatters within the animal that's been shot.
Hunters don't drag the whole animal away. Typically, they gut it and leave behind a messy pile.
They leave all those lead-contaminated parts of the carcass, either the animal itself or the insides of the animal, in the field. And of course, condors are exclusive scavengers, so they only eat dead things.
Condors eat lead from carcasses, but our whole environment is contaminated with lead from many sources, including leaded gasoline and lead paint. Smith and other scientists have spent years tracking down the source of lead poisoning in condors.
And by doing a whole bunch of measurements in a whole bunch of condors who are lead poisoned or not, and in lead ammunition from California and other places, we've been able to make the comparisons and reach a pretty solid conclusion that the source of lead poisoning for condors, the primary source, is from discarded lead ammunition.
It's not just condors that are poisoned by fragments of lead bullets. Lead injures or kills many other wild animals.
Golden eagles, bald eagles, turkey vultures, they've all been shown to suffer relatively high rates of lead poisoning. Mammals like mountain lions in California and bears, who are also scavengers, bobcats, have been shown to be lead poisoned from consuming animals that have been shot with lead ammunition.
People who eat meat contaminated with lead fragments can be poisoned too. California law now requires hunters to use bullets made without lead, so they are switching to ammo made with copper. It's not nearly as toxic, and the bullets have another big advantage over lead.
So when an animal is shot with a copper bullet, the bullet is deformed upon impact, but it doesn't fragment like lead bullets.
But some hunters still use lead bullets despite the ban. Biologists trap every wild condor a couple of times a year to test for lead poisoning. They draw a sample of blood and put one drop into a portable lead analyzer. If the reading is too high, they treat the bird using chelation, a process that removes heavy metals from the body. Chelation requires 2 daily injections of a chemical that binds to the lead so the condor can eliminate it. Free-flying condors must be kept in captivity for weeks or months during treatment and recovery. After studying lead for decades, Smith can be passionate about removing it from our environment.
Lead is a known poison. There are hundreds, thousands of studies have been done that demonstrate this. We've eliminated lead in gas and in paint and in solder and countless consumer products because of the risk of exposure to people and the environment. And there's no reason that we should not be doing this with lead ammunition.
A statewide ban on hunting with lead ammo starts in 2019. In a few years, we'll know if that's enough to release condors from their purgatory to live free, healthy, and wild without constant treatment. This is Rex Sanders.
You'll find more environmental coverage at kusp.org/environment.